Welcome to Casual Conversations, episode number 7. I am Ryan Bean, your host, and here with the brains and the beauty behind this podcast, Elena Sweetser.
Welcome, so, everybody.
Welcome. Glad you guys are here with us. And yes. How's your day going? How's everything going?
Good. What about yours?
It's been good so far. Yeah. It's another beautiful fall day here in Texas. So
Ryan poured us a nice fresh cup of coffee, but mine's still a little too hot.
It'll cool down. She doesn't drink her coffee. Don't worry. By the time we get to the end of this thing, she might have like 3 sips.
Yeah.
She always wants coffee in her hand, but she never drinks it.
And I complain that it's cold always.
Yeah. And she'll say something like, hey, do you have coffee at your house? I poured myself a cup of coffee at 5 a.m. Yeah. I haven't had any of it yet, but it's in my car. And I'm like, it's like she likes the idea of having coffee. Yeah, me, on the other hand, I'm on by like cup number 4 or 5.
Like, so I can smell it and it does the fix for me.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we thought we're going to switch it up a little bit today.
Okay.
So since this is a conversational type of podcast, I'm going to tell Ryan and a topic that I was thinking about and we'll have a conversation about it. So he's had no preparation for this. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay. What are we getting into?
Do you think if you and Allison met in high school that you guys would be you and Allison today?
Absolutely not.
Okay, tell us why.
I think I was too much we were into different things.
Yeah.
You know, the era was different. The timing was different. I think she would have thought I was way too much of a dork. I mean, I played sports and I got along with everybody. So I think in high school, you know, my biggest thing was I wanted to be able to get along with everybody, and I'm still that way today.
You are.
So every walk of life, I didn't care if you were rich, poor, athlete, non-athlete, the social kid, the kids that were in the clubs, I, for the most part, got along with everybody. So that was always my personality. Allison, and I still was good friends with the popular group and those type of things. Allison was very much more in the popular group.
I can see that.
And, you know, I played golf, you know, and this is when Tiger Woods was first coming on the scene. So golf was still kind of, you know, you were a dork if you kind of played golf still early on until Tiger kind of blew up. So I think we were completely different people.
Yep.
We were into different things. I don't think she would have been attracted to me at all. And, you know, I don't know that she would have been on my radar.
What kind of student were you?
I was a fantastic student.
So
yeah. I was a 4.0 student. So when I graduated high school, I was 4.0, straight A student all the way through, scholar athlete as well. So I lettered in sports.
You're
and
sports nerd.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I wasn't very good. I can shoot. I had teammates that were maybe look good. So
I figured you would probably say no, just because obviously when you get older, you change. But then you have people who say who have high school sweethearts.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about this the other day because Cole and I were definitely very different in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've heard stories about him. He was in the popular group, but he was a lot like you, where he got along with everybody. But he definitely had more fun in high school. I guess I put it that way. Did you party in high school or anything like that?
Not very much. And that was the other thing too, right? I mean, I was scared to, you know, like when I was growing up, you know, sports was a big deal to me. The way I was raised was, you know, my parents, I came from a pretty strict household.
Yeah. Same.
So I was always, I still feared my parents. You know, I still feared my dad, especially. And I think he would have let me, you know, of course I did normal partying stuff and drank underage and did those type of things. But, you know, I definitely know that there was guys that partied a lot more than I did back then. So I think Allison was a partier. She was a great student as well, but I think Allison was more of a free spirit.
Yeah.
And I met her, you know, in our early 20s. So she had just recently, you know, she'd been out of college for maybe a few years when I met her, early 20s. So she, you know, I did much more partying in that phase. So I'd say from 18, well, I'm still, life's a party now, so we're still doing it. So
just with better liquor though these days,
a little bit better alcohol for sure. less headaches and less hangovers because the alcohol level has gone up a couple notches, which is good. But so to answer your question, I don't think we would have I probably would have thought she was beautiful. I would never even been close on her radar.
Do you think we would have been friends?
I think so, because I think, you know, I think based on the conversations that we've had, your upbringing was very, very similar to mine.
Yeah.
We probably would have ran into the same circle of friends. We were, you know, we were competitive, but I was always way more mature than my age.
Yeah.
And I think that cost me some fun. And to be honest with you, I think that
you know what? I never thought of it that way. And I feel the same.
I had to mature. I had to mature at a young age. I started working when I was really young. I started taking care of my own stuff when I was really young, buying my own clothes, you know, buying my own shoes because I wanted to fit in high school, and my parents couldn't afford name brand clothes. They couldn't afford the name brand shoes. And they were saying, you know, it was, hey, you've got $30 for shoes from Payless, or if you want the Nikes
my
for $60.
Payless too for us.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, when you have a family, and again, I think that's where things are different in today's world, right?
How many siblings?
I have a half brother and a half sister, and then I've got a brother and a sister. So four siblings, but two of them I was raised with. The other two I didn't really get to connect with till much later on in life.
Yeah. So, well, my first thought on when you said Payless is it takes me back. So I went to school 6th through 12th grade. I for sure know Cole and I would not have dated at all. We were just different. Mm-hmm. One, I went to private school 6th through 12th grade. Mm-hmm. And he went to public, and nothing different about those other than just a little bit maybe stricter, I would say. Mm-hmm. Also, I grew up in a Catholic Hispanic family, so life was a lot stricter then too. But I'll never forget. I remember it was like 7th or 8th grade. My parents took me, my sister, and my brother to go get new clothes. And we went to Payless shoe store, and I was feeling so good about these new pair of shoes I got. They were silver and pink, which, you know me, pink, black is my thing. I'm not a pinky girl. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I really was feeling these shoes, and I remember going to school, and this little kid, this boy, I won't say his name, but I remember his name. He looked at me and says, "Where are your shoes from?" And I told him Payless. And you know what he said? He goes, "You shop at Payless?" And then the kids laughed like it was a joke. But my parents didn't really struggle so much financially growing up, but they made really tight decisions to put their kids. All three kids went to public school or private school.
Yeah.
And they made big sacrifices to do that.
And they made the decision that, you know, your education and you know, keeping you pure as long as possible, right? I mean, I look back in our era and, you know, I saw something posted on this recently. You know, they've been kind of, I don't know if you've seen on Facebook or somebody saying they're showing like these old videos of like, you know, someone like with their video camera in the 90s in the classrooms and the way the girls, the way we dressed in the 90s, the way I truly feel, and everyone, you know, says their things about their era. But I think in today's world, the 90s, which was my main era, or the era I grew up in high school, was the last pure one,
right?
It's before the internet. It's before the access that we've had, those type of things. So, you know, I think that your parents did the right, and again, back then, parents just did the best they could. And it was secondary to make sure your kids had everything that they wanted. And now in today's generation, it seems like we want our kids to want for nothing. And I just feel like
they gave us what we needed back then.
And that's the way we should be.
Try to give some things they wanted. But a lot of kids today, they just get things they want.
And there's no skin in the game. There's no, you know, Christmases and birthdays aren't a big deal because they're buying stuff all year. Mm-hmm. Like I said, Amazon packages are showing up at your house every single day. My daughter spends money on Shein almost every day. So every time she gets money, she's spending stuff. And it just wasn't that way back then. Yeah. It was, you know, Christmas and your birthday were the two big holidays a year where you got to get some stuff and get some of the things you wanted. But you know, in today's era, we're more about trying to give our kids what they want opposed to giving them what they need. And we're so fearful about them fitting in and I think that's why people are in the situation they're in there today. I think they give a false sense of where they are in life. And I think people will go broke before they let their kids maybe potentially get made fun of or potentially, you know, not have the same thing everybody else has. I think it's freaking crazy.
And that's one thing my parents, I remember thinking, because once again, you know, I'm surrounded by kids who are getting $500 a month for clothing allowance.
It's insane.
Okay? Or a friend that crashed his car because he was texting and driving. The next week, his parents bought a Mercedes. Like, I have friends like that. Mm-hmm. And I remember my mom and dad they bought used cars because that was the way to save more money. And you think three kids in private school is not cheap. Okay, especially for 6th through 12th grade for all three. And so they were tight on stuff, and they drove. I remember my mom used to drive this minivan, and it was gold, and it fit all three kids. I was in soccer. My brother was in track and music and all this stuff. I remember pulling up to school, and the van was making this weird, like, whale noise sound, right? Like, rah! People knew that was our van. I used to be embarrassed, right? But I look back on it now, and I realize, now that I'm a parent, and I'm realizing spending my money on things I need versus what I want and the financial freedom that mindset gives. I'm like, my parents did absolutely the right thing, right? And all three of their kids, we work pretty hard. We don't really lean on our parents too much, I would say. We work pretty hard. So I think back on that, and I think that's really important to remember.
I think it's fantastic. And I think when your mom and dad listen to this, it's probably going to make them cry.
Yeah.
Right. Cause at the end of the day, you know, and that's how all, it's just human nature, right? As a kid, you're embarrassed by it. You feel like, okay, why do these kids have this that my parents don't, you know, why can't they make more money? Why can't they work harder? Why can't, and then you look back at it, you're going, man, they did the best they could given the circumstances. And everyone is so quick to judge when they don't know what that person's going through, right? I look back at, you know, I have no idea what my mom and dad were going through back then. I have no idea how hard they were trying back then. I know that they gave us morals. They taught us respect. They taught us to respect our elders. They taught us to work hard. Mm-hmm. They told us to be honest and trustworthy people.
Eat meals at home a lot?
We did. Oh, yeah. Going out was a rarity. And that was, you know, and I think, which is the opposite today, right? I think almost every meal or, you know, every week we're going out, or you're, because everyone has busy lives, right? So you're grabbing Chick-fil-A or, you know, you're grabbing fast food all the time. You're going out to dinner because you work so hard, and people get exhausted, right? They get tired. They're like, you know what? I don't feel like cooking tonight. It's just so convenient to go to a restaurant and go have someone else cook my meal and serve me. Yeah. Or just grab something quick. And back then, my mom still worked. My dad, you know, they both worked, right? And my mom still would come home and make a meal. And it was a rarity when we actually went out to eat. It may have been a special occasion like a birthday, but even when we went out to do something like that, it was like at Sizzler or Red Robin or, you know, a very, you
or
know,
Applebee's.
Yeah, exactly. A modest restaurant, right? It's not like, you know, you're going out to a fancy steakhouse or something like that. So,
but also, you know, my mom was a pretty dang good cook. And I think that's honestly why
Italian.
I had a,
as you can see,
Mexican
we don't,
food.
I love food.
I didn't miss an enchilada growing up.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And you didn't waste food growing up either.
No,
that was a big thing
no.
in my mom and dad's house was like my sister, or it was Matt or Jen. And one of them were, I think it was back to, it was Matt. And he was so picky growing up. And our household was, if you had dinner, we sat down and had dinner as a family as much as possible, which I value that with my kids.
Yes.
I think people need to really realize just how valuable that is. And I would urge everyone listening, once or twice a week, phones off, iPads off, sit down and have a meal with your family. I love it. It is one of my favorite things to do. And we, again, our kids are busy just like everybody that's probably listening. We still make time to do it, even if you have to schedule it and put it on the calendar.
It's on my calendar, family dinner at 6 p.m.
You have, there you go. And it, one,
people think it's funny that I have that.
I don't think it is at all. I think it's going to be the things that Kean remembers and your next child remembers, like, oh, I love family dinners and is saying the family prayer and all those type of things. Well, you know, circling back to Matt was so picky and we didn't waste food because, again, we didn't have money to waste.
Right.
So it was, he would sit there and fall asleep at the dinner table. It would be like, you're not getting off the dinner table until you eat your vegetables or eat this. And it was such a fight with Matt. And, you know, Dylan's the same way. My son, he's pretty picky eater. He's got a little bit better, but pretty picky. And I'm like, buddy, we waste so much food. And I'm like, man, my mom and dad would have killed us if we scraped that much food in the trash after what they spent on
the vegetable drawer in our fridge. How many times we just changed the guard?
how much
new carrots with the old carrots?
And this is what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. So people will talk about, oh, I don't get you on the vacations, and it must be nice where you're at, and it must be, you know, blah blah blah. Well, how much money do you throw away every single week?
How many times are, like, Cole and I just, well, our kid just went up in age, so he has new set of toys, new set of entertainment for his age range. But we literally just dumped full boxes to Goodwill of just his old toys and just junk around the house. Mm-hmm. And I told him, like, how does this happen? And you're just getting rid of stuff all the time.
Because you see something that makes you think of them and you buy it. And you think of something and it's the death of a million cuts, right? It's 30 bucks here, it's 15 bucks here, 10 bucks there, and then people don't realize
it. $2.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly. It's just junk. And then you, at the end of the month, you go look at your credit card statement. That's another reason why me and Allison started putting everything on credit card and paying the credit card off in full.
Because you're forced to see what you're paying.
Yeah, because then you start going through the credit card statement, you're going, why did we buy this? This was such a waste of money. And what could that money have done? Can we have invested that or put that towards something else, or, you know, put that towards the kids' sports activities that cost us so much money? So,
or your vacation that you guys well deserve.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you think back in high school, looking at your life now, back in high school, did you envision this type of life for yourself?
Yes, only because I knew I wanted it at a young age. You know, I think a lot of the friends I've got on Facebook still that I grew up with, I think, you know, they used to call me a stress case. And again, I told you I was well mature of my years. I was always grinding. I was always hustling. I knew that I, you know, again, it's funny because your wants change, right? I wanted to be rich. Mm-hmm. It was always about money, especially in my late teens, early 20s. Yeah, we grew up tight. I, you know, and again, you get a real appreciation for what your family was able to do given the circumstance they were in once you start to live it. And, you know, I've been given opportunities, a lot of opportunities, and I've been blessed in my life, and blessed with the company that I work for as well, right? I found them young. So I was able to work up my way earlier than most people, because a lot of guys, you know, they maybe have started in the company when they're in the mid-30s, late-30s, before they even start with our company. I started at 21, right? And I was able to find a company that I felt had a great culture, treated their employees the right way. They were fair to their employees, and they gave you an opportunity to grow if you were willing to work your tail off. And hard work was never something that bothered me. I mean, I remember when I first met Allison, and I was still working at the company I work for now. I had three jobs. I slept for 2 or 3 hours a day, literally. Because I couldn't afford to live off of just what I was making with my current company at the time. But I knew the potential was there. So yes, I envisioned having a good life. I envisioned being comfortable in life. I envisioned making money in life. So I think that I knew I had it in me to do it. The difference between me and some other people back then was I was willing to put the work in.
Right.
I sacrificed, like I said, I look at my 20s and I remember my friends that had so much fun going to the clubs, going to the bars. Mm-hmm. They were, you know,
traveling probably.
Traveling, going on Europe trips, going to Hawaii, you know, doing the summers abroad, going by, you know, hiking in Europe for where their parents sent them to Europe for 3 weeks to go, you know, do whatever.
Yeah.
And I was working. So I'm trying to instill the work ethic in my kids, but I also don't want them so worried like I was to where they miss out on great opportunities.
And youthful years.
Yeah, because their 20s is when you get to discover yourself, right?
Right.
That's when you should be making.
I just closed up my 20s a couple years ago, so, and I completely understand.
So ridiculous. So ridiculous. It makes me so upset.
Well, I think about my parents. So my dad was the same. He grew, and both parents, honestly, they didn't grow up with too much money. And my dad knew that he didn't want that life for not just himself, but he wanted a family. And he and my mom, when they married, they knew that they wanted to build a life for their family, a comfortable life. So my dad was graduated high school. He went to college, graduated, then got his master, and then got his master's at Stanford, paid
for
by his company now. And this man's got 12 patents. Like, he's a brilliant man.
Yeah, your dad
is smart man, mechanical engineer.
Very few words. Her dad doesn't speak. He's an introvert. He's kind of quiet. These podcasts probably are like, oh my gosh, how long are they going?
Yeah.
Like, can't we wrap this up in like 18 seconds? Like,
yeah, he literally said, I could never have a conversation with somebody.
And some people just don't like people, right? I get it, but he's a very smart.
If you talk robotics, he'll talk to you about it.
But he's just a soft-spoken guy, and he has, you guys have a beautiful home that you raised, and I got to go see their home when she got married. Out there, and they, you know, I was like, wow, what a house to grow up. And so
my mom was the same way. I mean, she went, got her bachelor's, she got her master's, and then she worked where my parents both met. And then she unfortunately got sick when we were sick. So she became a stay-at-home mom by default, which worked in my favor. And honestly, and we have to still do an episode about that stay-at-home mom and the benefits and all that stuff.
Because
people don't realize how hard that is. But
I think it's huge. I think it's a game changer, honestly.
I never looked at my future thinking, I don't want the life I have now. I want to change it, because I was fortunate to have the house that I grew up in and the life. My family, they didn't just throw money at us whenever, but for club soccer is not cheap. And we went to Hawaii twice for regionals. We traveled to California every Thanksgiving. So I was fortunate that I could do all those things for my parents. My mom worked really hard to make that happen too. She did fundraisers. So I think naturally they, just by their actions, taught me hard work. And I think that's what you're going to do for your kids. What my parents did for me, they see your hard work and you're naturally going to teach them that.
Yeah. They have to work hard for it. And, you know, you want to have your kids have skin in the game. And, you know, for me, it was, you know, my parents, you know, again, they taught me a lot of who I am today. They built who I am today. My brother and sister as well. And, you know, unfortunately, our half brother and sister, like I said, we connected with them much later in life. And I feel bad for them because they, you know, really didn't have my dad involved with them growing up. And they turned out great. You know, they've got, they're kids and families, and you know, it's they seem to be doing really well in life. I couldn't be happier for them. But the money part of it was something that was the only thing I needed. I knew that we needed a break, and I looked back at it and I said, you know, someone, if you look at any family that has become successful or, you know, wealthy families or whatever, someone had to break the chain, right? Someone along the way had to build it and say, you know what, I'm going to be the one that gets us and I'm not going to live this way. I'm not going to live this lifestyle. I'm going to try to make it easier for the generation behind me. And I've certainly done that for my kids. The struggle that Allison and I have is, okay, how do we give them a head start in life, but make them recognize how hard it was to earn it, never take it for granted, never forget where they were, where they came from, and know how to treat people along the way. And those are the things I will not sacrifice on my kids. You will never look down on anybody. You're not better than any other person on this planet. I don't care what kind of lifestyle you have now or what kind of lifestyle your mom and I can provide you, or if we could pay for your college or we could help you buy your cars. It doesn't matter, right? That came on the backs of the work that I did and your mom did. Recognize what that took and then take that head start and do good by it, right? Use it for good.
Right.
Set it up for the next generation. But
well, I think that's great that, I mean, your kids are working out, because I know we both had jobs in high school.
You have to.
I worked,
Don't work his tail off. Dylan's, and Addison, she works hard too, but cheer takes up a lot of
it. I think it's good that you make them buy the things that they want with what you're providing, what they need. Because my parents were that way.
Yes.
They didn't just, mom, we want new clothes and go buy it. It was before school, of course, we go, here's your allowance, right? There's always that small allowance. But like I said, I mean, I remember this one girl in high school, her parents literally gave her $500 a month just to buy clothes.
I think that's insanity.
My parents never did that for us. And I went to school with a lot of friends that they didn't work. And my mom was like, you want this? Go to work.
And those are the areas, but look at where you're at today, right? So what ends up happening is, where is Elena going to be in 5 years and 10 years? And you'll probably have lapped them and lapped the people you grew up with that were handed everything. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy to have that animosity, right? Because similar to my kids, we live in a nice neighborhood. We live in an area where there is people that have money here. But I had that as well growing up. I mean, there's people that had money. And it's easy to get lost in the comparison. And I want my kids to realize that, you know, your birthdays, your Christmases, big events, we're all in. We're your parents. We're going to support you. But just because you want something every couple of weeks doesn't mean I'm just going to go out and get it for you.
Or even if it's prom, you're not, Addie's going to come and say, I want this dress. It's $2,000.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. It's going to be okay.
Because there are some parents who are like, sure, whatever you want.
Yeah, and I think that's crazy.
I want this car for my 16th birthday, Dad.
You
know, my twin and I have
to share a car. You should be happy. You got a vehicle. Yeah,
I mean, and that's a whole other topic too, is technology at their age. I think we're gonna touch on that in the next episode.
Yeah.
But like, I had a cell phone, but I got it taken away all the time. And I wasn't necessarily a bad kid. I like I said, I didn't party or anything in high school, mainly because my parents were strict. But I got in trouble a lot because I was the type that I always try to push the boundary with my attitude a little bit, which I think it sucks as parents to go through. But as it shows that your kid is wanting that leadership type personality, if that makes sense. You have to balance it correctly.
Yeah, you're type A, right? Yes. You're type A where it's like, you don't understand, why is there rules?
I'm not trying to be bad, but I'm questioning things.
Yeah.
Because I want to push that
boundary. I got one of those in my house.
Yes.
Yeah, her name's Addison.
Buckle up. We turn out okay.
She's an independent person, and she's got, those are the qualities that I love the most about her. But she's also one that's like, I don't understand why I have to do this because of this, or why do I have to show you respect if you don't show it to me, or why do I have to be kind to you if I'm in trouble? And I'm like, it's a hard thing with Addison, right? She's always pushing back, but it's a challenge.
Right.
So I look at Addison, I'm going, okay, you're not going to win. So I'm still going to ultimately win one way or the other because I have more patience and I'm going to outwork you. And that's the one thing I've got going for me, is I will outwork my kids also, right? So Dylan's easier when it comes to that kind of stuff. But he has his challenges just like everybody else.
Well, he's a kid. He's a teenager.
Just typical kid stuff. But I think, you know, I agree with you 1,000% that you just handing your kids stuff is so counterproductive. You're not helping them. You feel like you want to be their friend and, oh, mom and dad did this for me and they bought this for me. I could care less about my yeah. kids' friends. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, my parents mastered that, because I remember I used to be so frustrated in high school because I would compare as a kid to my friends, or even, you know, my ex at the time and his friends. And I'm like, well, their parents get this, they get that, they get that. But, you know, you kind of look at my life now versus a lot of the kids. I don't talk to anybody from high school, honestly, but I look at my lives now. I'm not dependent on my parents, and I'm proud of that.
Yes.
And I look back, I'm like,
I'm glad
that they did that to me through the 4 years in my high school, which are crucial years for a kid.
They are.
Because now as an adult, or as a parent, I take a lot of pride in, I did, like when I bought my first house, they didn't know until I was already under contract. I was like, by the way, Mom, closing my first house in 30 days. You know, because I was like, I want to buy this house on my own. I want to do it on my own.
And the appreciation you have for it, right? So then you know how hard it is to earn that money. You've got an appreciation. So that when you go spend money, or you find, you know what, this is going to cost a lot of money, you put a lot of thought into it. You recognize how hard it was to earn the money to do that, or the vacation, or the car, or the new clothes, or the new shoes, right? So those are the things I try to tell my kids. Go, okay. Dylan's got a full-time job, or not a full-time, a part-time job, but he also does other things. So he's always working, which I'm proud of him for. But you know, if he's like, hey, I want to go, like right now, he wants to go to a concert. Wants to go with his friends. It's $90 for the ticket. And I said, okay, buddy. He goes, he's pretty good about his money. And he's like, I really want to spend the money for this. I'm like, I'm not sending you to this concert. This is your money. I'm going to approve who you're going to go see in the concert, which we did. But I said, you think about how hard it was for you to work to earn $90 for that ticket. If you think that it's going to be worth it, he's like, I think it'll be worth it. I think that, you know, I want to do this and I want to go. And I'm like, okay, then you can go. But it's teaching them that if you hand them everything, how are they ever going to put that thought into it? How are they ever going to look at it and say, you know what, this is something that I worked hard for. I earned it. And then when he goes to the concert, he can say, you know what? My parents didn't pay for this. His buddies, I guarantee you, it's the opposite. Yeah. His parents are probably buying the concert tickets. Here's $50 for food. Here's all this stuff. And, you know, I also probably slip him $20 or something like that, right? But, you know, give him
one drink for him.
But to make it easier for him, right? All those type of things. But again, he had to put all the thought into it first. And I think that we need to get back to doing that. I see too many kids that are handed everything. And I think when they get out on the real world, it's going to be a real eye-opening experience for them. And
they just lean back on the parents.
And then their parents complain because their kids are still in their 20s living at home, and their kids are asking them for money all the time. I'll see that too. I'll see kids asking their parents for money, but yet I'll see the kid go get a tattoo. Or I'll see the kid with Starbucks every single time I see them. Or they've got a Red Bull in their hand, and I'm like,
Starbucks around when I was in high school? I don't remember going to Starbucks. How long has it been around?
Forever. Starbucks been around for a while. But I mean, it wasn't me. Now it's like the kids just expect it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like $8 for a drink or a coffee. I mean, I still enjoy Starbucks every now and then, but more out of convenience than anything else.
I went to Starbucks this morning for a client appointment. But other than that, I rarely go to Starbucks.
Because it's a ridiculous amount of money. And again, that's probably my kryptonite, because I'm a coffee fanatic. Yeah. So I enjoy coffee. I love coffee. Anyone that knows me knows I drink a lot of coffee. And they're just convenient because they're everywhere. But I actually prefer small mom and pop coffee shops.
You know that. Redefine. Yeah. Shout out to them and Grapevine's.
Yeah. I just love little coffee shops. I think they're more fun, and you know, I think it's more comfortable, and you find a little coffee shop in a little town. I think those are way more fun than
Starbucks. Well, I think we've come a long way since we've been teenagers in high school. I was just thinking about the other day, because we were talking about it with some friends and my best friend, Matt McKenzie, because Matt was a nerd and I was a nerd, although I played soccer.
Yep.
I was naturally in the, I hate to say popular, not popular, but I was naturally in the popular group because I played soccer and I was good at it. Mm-hmm. But I never felt like I belonged, because I'm still a nerd. I just always been a nerd. And my best friend McKenzie and Cole, they would have been friends for sure. They're like, oh yeah, we pushed the limits as kids, we had fun. But Matt and I were just like, he was a band nerd. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I played accordion in church. I told you that. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you that?
You did. Yes, you did everything. Your parents put you in all kinds of stuff. It was crazy.
Chinese painting one year.
Oh, I know about all that. Oh my gosh.
So I mean, and Cole's just soccer in high school.
And party, fun.
And he and I probably would have related as in like soccer, like groups, but I think he would have 100% thought I was a nerd.
Yeah, like I said,
I even loved video games in high school. I still do.
Yeah, I mean, definitely a great question. And, you know, I love that it brought back a lot of high school memories talking about it, for sure. But
an appreciation of how far you've come since then, too.
Yeah, and I'm like, now, you know, I look back at the pictures and of myself back then, and, you know, yeah. Oh, my God, no connection.
Before we wrap it up, I want to say in seventh grade at that school, I did get voted most likely to become president. It is in yearbook format, so I'm going to have to find that. I am not president, maybe in some form in my life.
I don't think you want to be the president in today's world. President. Yeah, you'll be hated by half the people, half the listeners.
That's way too much stress.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Not worth it.
Awesome. Well, we're going to wrap it up today. So I think we're going to start this new.
I love the fact where it's just like, let's just have a topic.
We're just going to go back and forth. So you're on the next one where you come up with a topic. And he predicted it. My coffee is now cold. I had 2 sips total.
There you go. See?
That's what we need to get. We need to get those coffee warmers. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
And I just need to put it here. So every time I put my coffee down, at least
our friend Connie has one of those because she has the same thing. She makes a cup of coffee and it sits around for 4 hours.
I think it's a mom thing. I never did this until I became a mom.
That's crazy.
So anyways, thank you guys for listening. We hope we brought some laughs or some value into your life with today's episode.
Hopefully it brings you back to your high school and put some thought. And if you would have met your spouse back then, if you would have made it. So,
honey, I love you, but we wouldn't have.
Yeah. Also's like, I definitely wouldn't have for sure. So guys, we thank you for supporting us. We continue to hit us up on social media. A lot of you guys have made a great comments. A lot of you guys have DM'd us, you know, topics to talk about or advice you guys might be looking for. It means a lot to us that you guys would even lean on us for advice. So please keep that coming. I love having these conversations with Elena. It always makes me learn things, and I just think it's a good way to spend time.
Thanks for going through this learning curve with us, with the equipment, with saying absolutely and yeah so much. And we're working.
Always working on me. So that's the way you got to look at it. Always working on me. One of these days you might see us in an outdoor studio where it's the backdrop of outside or something like that, where it's more quiet. So, but anyway, we'll catch you guys on the next one. See ya.
Bye.